President Trump's tax and spending law has a provision that's causing an uproar in a place you might not expect, the world of professional poker. NPR congressional correspondent Barbara Sprunt traveled to Las Vegas and brings us this report.
Let's shuffle up and deal!
The final table is getting underway for the World Series of Poker main event. TV cameras are craning to get the best shots in a sparkling room lined with large photos of past winners. This place is filled with poker superstars working to take home more than $93 million in total prize money.
This is the Super Bowl of poker, or a lot of people may say this is the Olympics of poker.
That's World Series of Poker CEO Ty Stewart. We're some 2,400 miles away from D.C., but he says unlike in Vegas, what recently happened on Capitol Hill certainly didn't stay on Capitol Hill.
I mean, as I walk around the poker tables, I definitely hear it from the players. The players are concerned. I think it was a surprise.
That surprise? A few lines folded into President Trump's signature legislation that Congress passed earlier this month. For more than five decades, gamblers who won more than they lost throughout the year would only pay taxes on their profits. This new provision of the law, which goes into effect next year, upends that, making losses only 90% deductible.
First, I didn't believe it. And then I read it, and it's bad for just about everybody in the industry.
That's Russell Fox, a Nevada-based tax professional whose firm specializes in gambling. But what's this change actually mean for people? Buckle up for some math. Say you've got a professional gambler who wins $100,000 in a year, has 80 grand of gambling losses and 20 grand of business expenses. He breaks even, he pays nothing. In 2026, with the exact same numbers,
he will owe tax on $10,000 of phantom income.